Yes, sir. A win is a great deodorant. Have I never heard that expression, but I'll buy it. I mean, I'll buy into it. 720 WGN, John Landecker. It's time for the John Landecker Pick'em Pool, predicting the outcomes of NFL games. And Paul Pabst, WGN sportsperson, also executive producer of Dan Patrick. You're with us, aren't you?
Oh, I'm always with you, John.
There
I kind of know what that clip you played there of Dan Hampton OB, I kind of know what they're saying. Like, that was a win for the Bears, 26-14 over the Saints, a team that should be beaten handily. And, you know, the run defense was better. The running game was better. But that was a game where you're like, I think everyone wanted to see Caleb Williams light them up. Mm-hmm. And he was a little, I think sloppy would be the right word. And it's like, I think Bears fans would love a clean victory where you just put your feet up the rest of the week and say, there's no issues. But I don't think we're at that point yet.
No, and, you know, there were a couple of offensive moments that were sort of disappointing, you know, when they should have gotten like a fourth down, and they went for it on fourth down a couple of times, and it didn't work out. And, you know, they're busting these runs, right? I mean, they're busting these runs throughout the game. And then when it gets down to these, what's the word, these short yardage situations that could result in a score, it's a dud. I mean,
I think the Bears have nice running backs. DeAndre Swift is pretty good. He's an all-purpose back. Kyle Manunga is good. They don't. Rashawn Johnson doesn't get the ball much. They don't have a power back down at the goal line. And again, there were some good things the other day against the Saints. The running game, I think, 222 yards,
right?
5.5 yards a carry. Sign me up for that. They were blitzing a lot, the Bears, in that game with defensive backs trying to get a pass rush, and it worked. But that's against a pretty bad team. So that should be the bare minimum type of win you want there.
You know, I had the feeling during the first half, not the second half, but during the first half, that the monsters of the Midway had shown up. I mean, that defense was like on fire. I haven't seen him play at that level all year. And Go ahead.
I think Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, is realizing I've got a decent defensive line, but I'm going to need to accentuate it with blitzing. And he had, you know, say Kyler Gordon's a defensive back. Brisker's a defensive back. Those guys were blitzing. They each had sacks. And they have to create a pass rush. And whatever gets a pass rush done, they did. So it did feel really good in that first half.
Well, like you say, I mean, they still got a lot of work to do. And they're going to get a test this week, which we'll get to in a minute. But do we have a standing that we can get to?
Ooh.
Eli, as to where we are in all of this?
Yeah, after week 7, it was a good week for everybody all around. Paul, you and I each got 10 wins, going 10-5 on the week. John, you had a big week, going 12-3.
Well.
Wow.
Which brought you into a tie for the lead with Paul overall. Oh. And my poor performance a couple weeks ago has me 4 games back. But still, a lot of game left.
Well, what do you know about that?
That's exciting, John. It's getting tense.
I certainly never expected that. Okay. It's little Johnny Landecker. He does boogie checks. Yeah. He doesn't pick NFL games. Okay.
He came to play this week. But here we go. All right. Week 8. Thursday night football out west in LA. We have the Minnesota Vikings at 3-3 taking on the LA Chargers at 4-3. And Paul, we'll start with you.
Yeah, the Chargers have not looked good the past 4 weeks. They could be 3-4 right now. I think there's a lot of pressure on them to get this game, a nice clean win. The Vikings are good, but I think Carson Wentz against that defense is not going to do it. Chargers, no problem.
You know, I looked at some analytics, if you can believe that. And
I think that's borderline cheating. We're just supposed to use our mediocre brains in this game.
Oh, I see. Well, wait a minute.
Did so well last
week. No.
Right.
No. I mean, don't we have, aren't we available to use all the tools at our disposal?
Right. Well, it is the John Landecker show. If it was the Eli or Paul show, I guess we could do what we want, but we're not on the marquee, Eli.
All right. Well, anyway, it was even. I mean, it was like, you know, there, and I'm like, well, I don't know. But then I figured, well, Chargers are, it's in LA, Chargers at home. So I'm taking the Chargers.
This game could be a struggle, just the way both teams have played, and the Vikings still have a bit of a quarterback issue, and going to be without J.J. McCarthy again. And the Chargers are wearing new uniforms, so why not take them as well? So we're all on the Chargers for Thursday night. Now kicking off the Sunday slate, there is no international game this week, so every game will be at noon or later.
Doggone it. You mean I won't be able to get up really early on Sunday and watch something? Gee,
super.
Whiz.
You'll have to sleep in on your Sunday. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
So let's kick off the Sunday slate with the 1-6 Miami Dolphins taking on the 3-3 Atlanta Falcons. John, you're up.
Well, I'm just going to basically go with the Falcons. I mean, Miami's only got one victory so far this year.
Yeah, Miami is brutal. I can't believe they didn't fire their coach this week. I'm not sure what they're waiting for. They don't owe him less money if they fire him. The Falcons are weird. Every week they're a different team. Last week they stunk, so I'll pick them this week to win.
Okay.
Atlanta as well. We have the 4-2 Chicago Bears, winners of four straight, taking on the 1-5 Baltimore Ravens, but that record might not reflect how they actually look. Paul, we'll start with you.
This is really tough because Lamar Jackson's iffy. If he plays, he'll be maybe less Lamar Jackson. They're really scrambling. I mean, if this is it for the Ravens, I mean, if they have any chance, they need this win. I hate to say it, but I think I'm picking the Ravens just because they can't be this bad this often. They got to even it out a little bit. I'm going Ravens.
Well, I'm saying they can be this bad this often. They're 1-5, and the Bears are 4-2. Now, I know that the Bears were 4-2 last year, I believe, and then everything sort of fell apart. And it could happen again this time.
And, you know, Eli, I just looked at the spread of this game. A 1-5 Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite over a 4-2 Bears. That's Vegas is ignoring the record of these teams and looking at them as like blank slates, and that's why I'm leaning Ravens on this one.
Well, what the hell? I'm going to go Bears.
Good for you.
I've got the Bears as well, simply off the back of that Wiener Circle tweet from earlier today talking about Ben Johnson. If he took his shirt off after a win, there's another round of free hot dogs for the city.
Ooh.
So
I missed that.
It can happen at any point this season. If he takes his shirt off during or after a Bears victory, it's free hot dogs for Chicago.
We got to keep reminding people of that. Yeah.
So maybe he just knocks it out of the way, and I got the Bears going on this one as well. We have the 4-2 Buffalo Bills taking on the 4-3, almost in a surge, Carolina Panthers. And, John, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Yeah, this is hard to picture. The Panthers are not bad. This is asking a lot, though. I'm going Bills.
And
I feel like the Bills might just drop this one randomly. I couldn't shake the Panthers when I walked in today. I've got Carolina in that one.
We're going to take a break and do more when we come back on 720 WGN. Ah, yes, stereotypical football music. 720 WGN, second half of the John Landeck Pick 'em Bowl with Paul Pabst and Levi's on this one, or Eli's on this, rather. I almost could have inverted you into a pair of pants. Well, that's not good. So where are we in all this now?
We have, what could be game of the week. The 0-7 New York Jets in a quarterback controversy taking on the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals. John, you might want to talk about Justin Fields here.
What would I say about him? I mean, there's not much to say. It's like this is his NFL career is a total dud, wouldn't you say? More or less?
Yeah, this is a weird situation for Fields because it's probably better that he gets benched the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he signed a 2-year contract, $30 million of it's guaranteed. He's on their roster next year, so he's going to make $30 million in 2 years for them. He made like $2 million that 1 year he was with the Steelers. So it's a weird situation. The Bengals are way better with Joe Flacco. I think there's going to be an easy win.
Well, I'm taking the Bengals.
I think we're all on the Bengals there, but wasn't there news this morning that the replacement quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, is now day-to-day with an injury, so they might have to bring Fields back in?
Yeah, that's awkward. That's awkward because the owner talked bad about Fields the other day. Yeah. It's just a franchise that like, you know, anytime you're a Bears fan and you feel like, wow, we have a franchise that doesn't win enough, or look at the Jets. They can't get out of their own way. They, you know, Sam Darnold was there. He goes elsewhere. Now he's doing great. They ruin a lot of careers.
Next up,
let's continue with the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Houston was favored in this game. San Francisco has a 5-2 record. And Paul, we'll start with you on this one.
This is a tough one because the Texans are just disappointing. And the Niners are, you know, holding on by a thread with lots of injuries. I don't like what the Texans are doing at all this year. They have no offensive line. I'm going 49ers.
Me too. Make that two for the 49ers, please.
We're all in agreement, which is not looking good for me trying to make up some ground in the standings, but San Francisco for all of us. We have the 2-5 Cleveland Browns, who picked up a win last week, taking on the New England Patriots at 5-2, and are currently running things in the AFC East. John, you're up.
Patriots. I'll take New England and the barking dog.
Yeah. Yeah, Patriots should cruise to this one. They're 5-2. The Patriots are interesting. They've got a one-game lead on the Bills, and the Patriots have a really friendly schedule the rest of the way. I think they could hold the Bills off and steal that division.
Mm.
I don't think many people had that at the start of this season.
No, not at all.
Nope. But going from the AFC East to the NFC East, we have the Philadelphia Eagles at 5-2, who might have gotten their groove back last week, taking on Cam Scatabu's New York Giants. John, who you got?
I got the Eagles, but
John, you so wanted to pick Scatabu.
Oh, do I ever? Yeah, but no, I'm not gonna.
He has a championship at stake here. You can't pick him wildly.
Come on now. I mean, I like the guy, but I'm not gonna stoop to ridiculous picks just because I like him. I mean, come on. Got to have some credibility, right? Okay.
Yeah, this is tough, though, because I love the way the Giants played for three quarters last week.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles are a bit messy. As much as I don't have the gut. I can't do it, John. I don't have the guts to pick the Giants. I'm going Eagles.
No. You're taking the Eagles.
Yes, I am.
Yes, of course. Right. Okay.
I'm taking Philly as well. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5-2, taking on the 1-6 New Orleans Saints. Paul, you're up.
I'm going to go Tampa, but I had Tampa had a bad week. They lost Mike Evans, a wide receiver. Baker Mayfield didn't have a good game.
No,
they're 5-2. I think they're going to clean things up against the Saints, but I think they've cooled off as a Super Bowl pick quite a bit.
Well, the Saints have had a bad year, and I think it will continue. So I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Yeah, having the Saints on their schedule might be the right thing for the Buccaneers at this time of the season. After a loss like that, this could be a big chance for them to get back in the win column. I'm taking them as well. An interesting game out in Denver in the afternoon slate. We have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Denver Broncos. I think the Broncos are going to wear those nice throwback uniforms this week as well. John, you're up.
Well, you know what? I'm taking the Broncos on this one. I mean, it could go either way, but I'm taking Denver.
Yeah, I would love to take the Cowboys offense, but unfortunately you got to take their defense with it, so I'm going Broncos.
Yeah.
It's always dicey picking Eberflus, but I'm going to do it because I just have to make the risk on this one. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys on the road.
You're trying to throw a Hail Mary here and try to catch up with
Yeah, that's right.
I have to at some
point. Don't worry. Yes. It'll happen.
The only difference we had earlier was the Bears-Ravens game. I can't put everything on that.
It's a long season. Don't worry.
I just can't fall in the hole too much, you know?
Well, you won't.
Well, we have three games left on the slate here. We have the Tennessee Titans at 1-6 going to Indianapolis to take on the 6-1 Colts, probably the hottest team in the league. Paul, who you got?
I think the Colts win this by 20 points.
Well, I don't know what the point spread is, but I'm taking the Colts.
They are 14.5-point favorites, and they might easily cover that one as well. They have on Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers at 4-1-1, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. An interesting homecoming for Aaron Rodgers in a way.
Yeah, what a wild game.
John, who you got?
I don't know. I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I'm also going Packers. They had a little bit of dip there a couple weeks ago, but I think they're the more explosive team. I'm going Packers.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement in that.
Can't wait to see Aaron Rodgers take the field in Green Bay wearing a Steeler uniform.
I think the game is in Pittsburgh, but it's still.
That's a problem. Eli, I'm going to jump in here. How do you, Eli, John, you guys are producers for a living. You're content people. How do you not make the Steelers go back to the Packers once you realize? If I'm Roger Goodell, I just do whatever is good for the league. As soon as I find that the Steelers got Aaron Rodgers, I'm switching that game to Steelers at Packers for the good of TV. That'd be great TV.
Yeah. Well, there's still time. So
we should be in charge.
All right, we got Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we have the Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at 4-3. Paul, who you have in Monday Night?
I'm going the Chiefs big. I think the line's 12.5. The Chiefs have righted the ship. They got Rashee Rice, the wide receiver, back. The Commanders are hurt and getting more hurt. And I think this season may not work out for them. A month ago, I'd have thought they were going to win the division.
Yeah.
Maybe win the division. Now, I don't think it's going to work out.
Kansas City, here I come. That's who I'm taking, the Chiefs.
Yeah, I've got the Chiefs, and they are heavily favored in that one as well. So I don't know if I'm taking the points, but I've got the Chiefs in that one. So
we don't do the points. We don't do points.
Right, yeah, but they might just handle this one pretty early on Monday night.
Yeah.
Got to give some people something to root for.
Well, okay. I guess, Paul, that wraps up this week's pick 'em pool.
Thanks. We're nice and tight.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Yeah, it was. I was in town last weekend, by the way. I went to the Bears tailgate. I did the veteran maneuver, John. I went to the tailgate, but not the game. So I had a couple beers, a couple polo sausage. Then I went right back to a pub and watched the game.
Well, that's not a bad way to go.
It's not bad.
And as the weather continues to get like it is today, it's even a better way to go. So have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
All right. There he goes, Paul Pabst. You're wondering about, speaking of the weather, Bill Snyder, longtime WGN-TV weather producer, is standing by, and he'll be coming on momentarily. But now it's time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.